voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia's national flag and the original proclamation text were returned to the Independence Room at Jakarta's National Monument after the 80th Independence Day ceremony on August the 17th. They were carried by the Royal Carriage Garuda Prabayaksa, escorted by 145 horsemen symbolizing the 1945 proclamation, and the carriage, crafted in Yogyakarta, reflects Indonesia's strength and unity. Indonesia's Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology joined the Independence Day Carnival at National Monument in Jakarta yesterday, highlighting the Finnish ship as a symbol of the nation's early technology. Deputy Minister Stella Kriti said the ministry also shared gifts with the public to celebrate the occasion. The event, opened by President Prabowo Subianto, featured decorated floats from various ministries parading around Jakarta. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Detak suara ku dengar ada di seberang sana. Ku hampiri suasana pesta. Rasanya ku ini ikut berdansa. Tatan dengar lunan musiknya. Dan terus tertawa berpesta tak lelah pada
suka.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sesuatu yang selalu ada, seringkali tiada makna. Sesuatu yang tersembunyi, bukan selalu tanpa arti. Hari-hari berlalu, saat-saat yang berarti. Kesempatan di depanmu, takkan terulang kembali. Kemana arah yang benar dalam hidup ini? Kadangkala kita semua berhenti di persimpangan jalan. Jangan salah langkah teman, pikirkan dulu. Jangan salah langkah teman sebelum kau maju. Jangan salah langkah teman, selangkah teman sebelum kau maju. Oh, oh, kau maju. Jangan selangkah, jangan selangkah sebelum kau maju. Oh, 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 oh. Jangan salah ke teman.
Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Yogyakarta City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Hi VOA listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I will present a song from Sugi Bornean. Sugi Bornean is an Indonesian indie pop music group that was formed in April 2019. This group consists of Fanny Sugiharto on the vocal, Aditya Ilyas on the guitar, and Bagas Prasetyo on the guitar. They have released a mini album titled Atma in 2020. One of their singles titled Asma Librasi was in second place on Spotify Weekly Top Songs Indonesia on October 7, 2022. The name Sugi is taken from the Javanese word Sugi, which means rich. Meanwhile, Bornean means Kalimantan, which is the hometown of the vocalist Fanny Sugiharto. The song entitled Asma Librasi often appears on music platforms and becomes the sound video in TikTok or Instagram Reels. The song is their second single, which was released on July 21, 2019. Having a beautiful and poetic lyrics, this song tells about the sweet love of a couple who are having a more serious relationship because they can complete each other. Well, listener, here is Sugi Bornean with the song Asma Librasi. Happy listening!
So while in Indonesia, a lot of people are joining ceremony and also competitions or games during the 80th Independence Day of Indonesia, some Indonesian armed forces or even join humanitarian mission just finished their airdrop mission. Reported by RRI.co.id to C-130J Super Hercules aircrafts belonging to Indonesian armed forces or National Army took off from King Abdullah II Air Base in Amman, Jordan in the morning of local time, and the airdrop was deemed successful. And after that, the two Super Hercules aircraft landed safely in Jordan again. And the airdrop itself, listener, it contains a lot of aid that is needed by the people in Gaza, starting food, ready to eat meal, and then health equipment, blankets, and children's need. All of this aid was sent directly as a directive from President Prabowo Subianto as a real commitment of Indonesia in upholding humanitarian solidarity in international world.
Saatnya kita make a move now, yeah. This is our summertime.
Yeah, we're free as a bird, as a plane.
Hey yo, oh my god, it's Superman.
To your mind, sekarang, saat ini.
Let's live it all wild and free, yeah.
Bebaskan dirimu, biar sebebas laguku. Warnai harimu, biar sebiru langitku. Sambut harimu, dan katakan kepadaku, siap menuju kenangan baru.
Kita muda dan berbeda, hadapi hari bersama. Let's fly away and don't come back. So let's go. Kemarin dan masa lalu.
Let's live it all wild and free.
Let's live it all wild and free.
Let's live it all wild and free.
So let it ring out.
We feel alright.
Sound stereo out of control.
We gotta dancing, singing, bouncing, laughing, jumping.
While the music still playing,
make it out loud where nobody sees.
Put the pedal to the metal, get the settle.
Let's bounce, yeah.
So it's saatnya, ini waktunya.
Karena this is our time.
Yeah.
it's summertime.
Yeah, it's summertime, baby.
Listener, as Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary solo culinary delights, because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Call as Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Project Pop is in the house, y'all.
Baby, oh lihatlah dirimu, seperti tak ingin mau lanjutkan hidup. Maybe kamu patah hatimu, pacarmu mengkhianatimu. Oh iri hatimu ketika mantanmu terlihat dari jauh. Punya pacar baru lebih keren darimu, takkan mau jatuh cinta lagi. Oh, jika begini kamu yang rugi, dianya mungkin tak peduli. Jangan berhenti kayak mau mati. Baby you gotta wake up.
You miss him so you look so sick kayak dodo.
Ayolah beranjak berangkat bareng teman-teman, just having fun, nonton film, makan-makan, pergi liburan.
Karaoke, shopping-shopping, walking-walking.
Yang penting bawa hatimu lebih tenang.
Jika begini kamu yang rugi,
dianya mungkin tak peduli. Jangan berhenti, kayak mau mati. Baby you gotta wake up. Kalahkan dengan cinta, rasa benci, dendam, dan sakit hatimu. Kalahkan dengan cinta, waktu kan sembuhkan dan lanjutkanlah hidup.
I say, baby you gotta let go. Ngapain sih cari foto-foto?
I know you miss him so, you look so sick, kayak dodo.
Listener, in the middle of August, the Jakarta Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency carried out the weather modification operation to anticipate potential extreme rain in the city. And the operation is planned to be carried out for 5 days. Reported by rri.co.id, the head of Jakarta Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency, Isnawa Aji, said that this is a strategic measure in their alertness against extreme weather. And Isnawa said that it is called the weather modification operation is done between his agency, also the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, as well as the Indonesian Air Force. And this is to respond the indicators of the so many indicators that is reported by the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. And dear listener, the Meteorology Agency's Public Meteorology Directorate, Fahim, said that the Madden-Julian Oscillation is active in the Phase 2, or the western part of the Indian Ocean, and it causes the potential of low frequency and Kelvin waves in some parts of the western Indonesia, and it will result in rains. And to make sure that the city of Jakarta and the greater Jakarta will not be facing any unwanted hydrometeorological disaster, hence the weather modification operation.
Maafkanlah semua salahku. Jika ini yang buatmu tinggalkanku, dengarkan aku, jangan menyerah dulu. Tak mau kehilanganmu, tetaplah di sini denganku. Ku tak ingin kau berpaling dahulu.
voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Takkan pernah terlintas untuk tinggalkan kamu jauh dariku, kasihku. Karena aku milikmu, kamu milikku, separuh nyawaku hidup bersamamu. Berdua kita lewati, meski hujan badai takkan berhenti,
takkan berhenti.
Sehidup semati, mentari pun tahu ku cinta padamu. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, aku kan selalu ada temani hingga hari tua. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, setia akan ku jaga kita teman bahagia. Takkan pernah ku lupa kamu yang ku cinta, dari ujung kaki hingga ujung kepala. Aku ingin kamu, kamu yang ku mau, belahan jiwaku, kamu masa depanku. Berdua kita lewati, meski hujan badai takkan berhenti. Sehidup semati, mentari pun tahu ku cinta padamu. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, aku kan selalu ada temani hingga hari tua. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, setia akan ku jaga kita teman bahagia.
Wanna stay updated with the current and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia? RRI.co.id is your answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay updated with trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Terpaksa aku sendiri, sementara saja kini. Bersabarkan datang hari, meskipun ku lelah. Aku takut kamu tak mengerti, cara ku sampaikan rasa ini. Kamu tak mengerti, ajarkan aku tuh bisa dapat ungkapkan rasa.
agar kamu kan percaya begitu ku butuh cinta. Kembali lagi terulang, tergores hatiku ini setelah lama menyimpan rasa ini terlalu ajarkan aku tuh bisa dapat merangkai kata agar kamu kan dengarkan bibirku katakan cinta. Caraku sampaikan rasa ini, kamu tak mengerti. Sendiri takut gagal terus begini.
After this story from Raja Pola West Java, stay tuned on RRI World Service,
Voice of Indonesia.
Kalau kualitasnya menurut saya bagus ya, cuma
I think the quality is good and the price is relatively cheap. Sometimes there are some crafts only sold here which are not available in Bandung.
Kalau kualitas saya kira cukup baik.
I think the quality is relatively good. There can be found any kinds of souvenir gift to be brought to other city or abroad. Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Woven Craft Center in Raja Pola. According to the visitors, typical woven of Raja Pola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Raja Pola woven businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Raja Pola is a sub-district in Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java, which is famous for its woven crafts. Split by the southern lane of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is set to form an object, such as basket, fan, bag, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Raja Pola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Raja Pola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Far from the noisy Raja Pola street, it is located the quiet Sukaruas Creative Village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely passing. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukarwas Creative Village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there.
Turun-temurun, ya mungkin dari kakek juga mungkin.
Hereditary, yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, there are from parents, colleagues in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, basket, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and mendong. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his crafts business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as pattern maker until craftsmen. The weaving is brought to the house, so it cannot be made at the shop or crafts center. We sell handicrafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five places. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we make coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Dozens of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and mendong leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsmen. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. He admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsmen. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment he usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crafts. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It is to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Pak Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. Five wooden plates are strung like a frame. The widest bar becomes the base. Two more blades nailed to the two base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last two blades are mounted on the side edge, becomes the top mold. 20 small nails are used at the top of the mold. Pak Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At glance, the process is quite simple, like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guides dozens meters of mendong wrapped around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Rajapola woven crafts. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Rajapola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Rajapola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven crafts behind the stage, we return to Rajapola Street to find out how Rajapola's typical woven clothes was appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven crafts shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Rajapola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listen to a very different reality. Currently, purchasing power of the visitors decreased since the woven crafts are already available in the city centers. The craftsmen send it directly, so the visit to Rajapola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interesting to shop, but on one bus, only a few passengers buy the woven products. So we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Rajapola, was usually visited crowdly at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Rajapola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada tanggal merah kan lumayan ya, Jumat Sabtu Minggu biasanya.
It's quite great on the weekends such as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The situation has now different. Previously, the shop were crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but now weekday is better. The same opinion, also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya mungkin udah banyak orang.
In last 3 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week. Currently, we have many competitors. 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for one's delivery. While previously we could send 3 times every week, really it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of the craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily need. The craftsmen look for other income to meet their need. Well, we are looking for other ways, although the income is uncertain. It is worrying enough that Rajapola is not as glorious in the past time. If it keeps happening, it is not only people's economy, but also Rajapola crafts can be extinct as the time goes by. But there is hope. The development infrastructure in many regions, including in Tasikmalaya, can be a golden opportunity. As stated by Head of Micro, Small, Medium Enterprises, Industry, and Trade of Tasikmalaya City, Muhammad Firmansyah.
Kita juga sekarang punya bandara, Bandara Wiryadinata.
Since we now have Wiryadinata Airport, there is direct flight from Tasikmalaya to Halim Perdana Kusuma every day. Then it has also additional route from Tasikmalaya to Solo. We will see new access to Kertajati Airport development in Majalengka that will become an international airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the two airports have quite crowded. Since Kertajati Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access that passes through Tasikmalaya. Besides international flights, there will also be open domestic flights between Kertajati and Wiryadinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. Besides conveying government's plan in the future, Firman said that so far the local people of Tasikmalaya, including Rajapola, can always find out solution. For example, during the economic crisis, they did not find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tantangan terberat kita bisa dari sisi permodalan kan. Tapi dari sisi permodalan katanya saya akui saja untuk masyarakat Tasikmalaya ini kreatif dan masalah permodalan dia selalu bisa untuk
mencapai. I admit that Tasikmalaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through superior products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at that time. Many companies went out of business. Many industries did not work because loan repayments are quite large. But the industry in Tasikmalaya continued to run, even able to support the regional economy. Independence seems to be character of people in Tasikmalaya, including businessmen of Rajapula woven crafts such as Eko Winarko, a reseller of bag woven crafts. Without having a store, he can get additional income every month.
Gak terbayang gak gimana pesanan? Ada lah satu bulan sekali mana.
I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I have not met customers. I believe I met them by Facebook, social media. Then I called them. Then I sent the order amounted 30 million, 40 million. This is true. Ibu Popong also has similar experience like Eko Winarko. Lack of visitors must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online, masih untung lah sekarang.
Market via online can help us. Online market is currently trend among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online stores. I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco. I also sent puppet woven craft to Germany. It was a lot purchasing. I sold every day in order to increase income. And Mandong are usually stamped on, or they were assumed as past. But creative hands of Rajapula people, grass and Mandong can be beneficial and even become breadwinner. The life of Rajapula people is like a woven. Every hope a slight thing never loses. The hope is woven with all your heart into a strong structure and resilient.
Segala lembaran indah cinta dahulu telah sinar. Semua yang terjadi biarlah sudah. Meski hati ini menunggu secerca harapan
bisa.